Can you say my name?
Justine Boyer, government major. I was counting on there being an adjective to rhyming with Justine that would introduce her in grand style. But chlorine and dentine aren't the words that grand should buy these days, so the introduction is as such. Justine has never concerned herself with rhyming, but will tell people that they look like they belong in a Dr. Seuss book. She's been slapped around once or twice, but is usually the one doing the slapping. And even with rosy cheeks, she is more of a blue fish than a red one. She feels as though her life up to this point has been one long road trip.
There hasn't been one day I haven't used a road.
I wasn't about to argue with that one. Justine didn't need me to argue to continue.
Think about it. A road trip doesn't have to mean that you go one place and then travel to another, driving and camping. That's so close-minded.
Just like I wasn't sure where she was going with that, I don't know where I was going with this. At different points in the day, Justine will take the sun into her account. I watch her do it from a distance.
Justine's log. Sunday, zart, flee, flan. El Sol is on the move again, but as usual, it is not quick enough to outrun my trained eye. Time, I fear, will never stop.
I inquire after a safe amount of time has set. So you're keen on the sun, eh?
I admire its shape.
What's going through your mind each time you catalog its...
Hold on a second, Max!
She raises her fist to her mouth.
Justine's log, Sunday, brow cloak new. El Sol is preparing itself for sleep. Seconds from now, this part of the mundo will only be able to conceptualize that yellow thing in the sky. Oh, sigh. Hi. Like a lullaby.
That's from Napoleon Dynamite, that last part, right? Her eyes were closed. Justine? She was asleep, and there was no waking her. As had become habit with Justine, I questioned her later about our last meeting.
You didn't know, Max. When the sun sleeps, I sleep. There are no two ways about it.
I was intrigued. So when...
Max! I said that there aren't two ways about it. That means there is just one, and I just said it, so we're done. Christ, you're pushy!
I may be pushy, but I've heard some label Justine a pusher. How do you respond to those accusing you of dealing drugs, Justine?
Max, I'd ask you where you get your information if I didn't know already. You tell those junkies down on Paradise that the more they talk, the more they pay.
I was shocked. So you do sell drugs?
Well, aren't you a smart one? Max, I don't talk to people like you in order to have my meeting caught. All you need is to deliver a message. Now go.
To make clear, Justine does not sell heroin or any other drug. The only type of junkie she ever deals with is one addicted to funk.
Tell me you're down with Parliament, Max.
Yeah, actually, my dad was way into them.
Less talkin', Max, and more funkin'.
She turns up the music and starts knocking my hip with hers.
Give it up or turn it loose, Max.
She is down with James Brown as well. Justine is no funky drummer or a player of any other instrument.
There's little time for making music when you're a sex machine. Go!
I had never seen her act like this before.
Move over, Max. Justine's got a brand new bag. Can I get some help? Max, don't just stand there. Clap your hands.
Justine believes that the kitchen is no place for women. But she also believes it's no place for men. Who will do the cooking then, Justine?
That's for dog to decide.
You mean God?
No, dog. I wouldn't trust any other species with my food.
I thought I loved both food and my dogs, but Justine showed me the true meaning of love. Justine hasn't been in love as much as she has been around it.
What does it mean to be in love, anyway? I guess I never got the damn memo on that one.
Not many really have, Justine.
Don't give me that condescending bullshit, Max. Mr. Ooh, I'm in love. Give me a break!
I didn't know what to say, other than I loved her like a sister. What is your favorite color, Justine? After a long pause, she was ready.
I don't play favorites, Max. Just the idea of valuing one thing over another is so colorless to me.
She looks around.
In other words, I would have admired the latest Star Wars much more had it been in black and white.
Doesn't that contradict what you first said?
You know, Max, you're probably my least favorite person.
And I'm in color. Justine would be more drawn towards theory if it were scientifically backed. It wouldn't be theory then, Justine.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. Do you have any proof to back up that claim?
Justine is theoretical like a fox. I don't know, Justine. I just throw shit out there.
Yeah, I can tell. Would you not throw it over here, because it really smells?
She's got a nose like a fox as well. Each walking morning, Justine ties her shoelaces with her eyes closed. She's that good, and is overwhelmed by it. Walking around later with her eyes open, she glances down to admire her handiwork.
Damn, you're tied well!
These outbursts lack what the rest of the Velcro strapping world would call context, so Justine is doomed to receiving many suspicious glances.
They're just jealous,
she informs me. Thanks for the information, Justine. Justine plants her concerns in the garden, along with her succulents. I asked what worries her most, and she pulled out a bag of fertilizer.
I hardly have time to deal with them myself, Max. Why would I share them with you?
Why not make the time?
And why not bust a rhyme? Max, I don't see your point.
I guess my concern wasn't planted well enough.
All right, Max. Someone's got a gun to your head and tells you you got 15 minutes. So explain the history of the world. What would you say?
Justine is always coming up with wild gun-to-your-head scenarios.
And before you ask, Max, the gun is a .357 Magnum, and your head is the one I'm looking at right now.
I took a breath. Well, I suppose I'd begin with prehistoric life and try to make my way to human creation myths.
Max, there's a fucking gun pressed against your temple, and you suppose that's what you're going to say.
Sorry, Justine, I guess I have a hard time taking this seriously.
Well, does this help?
It wasn't before I knew it, but right when I knew it, that Justine pulled out a large gun and pointed it at my face. Justine, where did you...
Max, before you ask, this is a .357 Magnum, and I am aiming it at your head. Now, I suppose I will start your time over. 15 minutes. Tell me about those creation myths.
I was so scared I couldn't move or speak. She sensed it.
All right, Max. I'll tell you what. If you guess what number I'm thinking of right now, we'll call it even.
I couldn't believe it was happening, but had no time not to. Have you seen Bill and Ted? I asked meekly.
Does it have to do with the history of the world?
Sure.
Then of course I have.
Was I being tricked?
Clock's ticking, Max.
She lowered the gun. Justine, please.
That's not a number, Max.
She put her finger on the trigger, and I went for it. 69!
What did you say, Max?
69, dude! She lowered the gun.
Excellent!
If Justine were a male chicken, she would be El Pollo Loco, because she's fucking crazy. When people tell her that she has a few screws loose, she tells them to go to a hardware store and buy a drill. And do what with it, they ask her.
I don't know. Order some chicken and mashed potatoes. See if the drill cares.
She is crazy, but her logic is impenetrable. The drill would not mind if it were used for ordering fast food. Justine traces her uncanny logic to her childhood.
I spent a lot of time counting trees in my backyard.
How many were there?
Oh, none. We lived in an apartment.
The logician strikes again. Her logic throws strikes at the bowling alley as well. In Justine's world, tossing the ball down the lane is like a religious experience.
I'm not parting any sea, but I almost feel as though God is tapping my shoulder.
Justine, that wasn't God.
Huh?
It was the man from the next lane asking you to move. I watched you. After your strike, you closed your eyes and moved over in front of him. Your eyes were reaching for the sky. She looked relieved.
Oh. Well, that explains why God said to me, if you move it, I can bowl. I thought it was some sort of Field of Dreams shit at first, but I guess that wouldn't make sense, would it?
I shook my head, but not a lot does.
Yeah!